Now, no show can run without managers, and we have two of the best, Christabel and Sia Boati, our senior supervising producer, and Nicole Childers, the executive producer of News & Notes. They join me in the studio. So what's it like, Christabel, from your perspective, putting together a show like this? How difficult and important is it?
It's not that difficult, actually, in the sense that I feel very passionately about the content that we've put together over the past few years. In terms of putting things together, the actual elements, it's been challenging at times, but we have a fantastic team of producers who've really stepped up to the plate on a regular basis to produce some fantastic programming. So it's been easy, but it's been hard at the same time.
It is, and you really are, people should know, you are one of the most organized producers I have ever worked with.
Well, thank you.
And you know, that makes a show run smoothly when you know what's going to happen. But the buck stops not just at Barack Obama's desk, it stops at the desk of Nicole Childers, because you are responsible for getting all of us in here, getting things done, fighting the fight, sometimes with NPR and others, to make sure that this show happens.
Yes, indeed, I am.
And we're glad that you did it.
Thank you.
Tough, huh?
It was definitely tough, but also very rewarding. When I look at the span of, I've been with the show for about almost 4 years, and looking at, I came in during the Ed Gordon times, and I'm just immensely proud of our team and what we've been able to accomplish, because there doesn't really exist a show like News & Notes. And so, you know, as we close this chapter and walk away, I think we have quite a bit to be proud of.
I'm going to ask you straight out, both of you, do we need a black show or do we not need that? Are we post-racial in this business, like the people say, because of the new president?
I don't think so. I mean, if you look just simply at the population of the United States, you know, the census reports that African Americans are 13% of the U.S. population, and 40 million African Americans in this country. And those numbers alone explain the relevance. And also, when I think about the outpouring of support that we've received from not just black listeners, but white listeners and listeners of every race, talking about what they've learned from the show, and many African Americans talking about how this is the first show that's really spoken to their experience. You know, and that really speaks to what our mission statement has been, to illuminate the diversity of the African American experience. So yes, that's very necessary.
Well, you get about 30 seconds or so to answer. I've said that to guests many times, so
right.
Now I get a chance to say it to you.
Oh, goodness. I do think that a black show is necessary, in that I think that all perspectives need to be heard from, you know, different points of view. And so I think we brought that. And I'm very, very sad to see the show go.
I'm sad to see it go, too. We had a good time.
We did.
We had a good group.
We did.
We did good work. This is the most congenial atmosphere of any newsroom that I have ever been in that was multiracial. And I think that's important
to say.
People need to know that we got along very well together. And I see you in the unemployment line on Monday.
We'll be there.
Thank you both.
Thank
Christabel and Sia Boati, the senior supervising producer, and Nicole Childers, the executive producer of News & Notes.